Fair and 76. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Tuesday, July 17th. News sponsored by the First National Bank of Trust and DeHard Heating and Air Conditioning. Heat advisory in effect for again this afternoon. Actual temperatures up around the century mark. Heat index values up around 110. And there'll be another chance for some showers and storms this afternoon and this evening. Chickasha police looking for a suspect in yet another church burglary. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Another Chickasha church has been broken into. Police were called out to College Heights Baptist Church Saturday morning when the burglary was discovered. It's the second church in town to have experienced a break-in within the last couple of weeks. The College Heights break-in occurred late Friday, early Saturday. Someone broke a window to gain access to the church and is said to have spent a couple hours inside. Among items taken were a bass guitar, a laptop, and a DVD Blu-ray player. Officials are not sure if this break-in is related to a similar burglary that occurred at First Assembly of God just a couple of weeks ago. Now, three people were arrested in connection with that burglary. Officials do have some video surveillance of the College Heights Church, but they say the video is in black and white and very grainy, hard to identify a suspect. They do say that the suspect vehicle was some type of SUV, perhaps a Chevy Tahoe. If you have information that can help solve this break-in, contact Chickasha Police by calling 405-222-6050 or the Chickasha and Grady County Crime Stoppers at 405-224-TIPS. You can also provide anonymous tips on the Crime Stoppers Facebook page. A Texas murder suspect found dead in Anadarko. Authorities believe the man died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Anadarko police summoned to the Walmart parking lot Saturday night where the suspect's vehicle was said to have been located. The suspect believed to have committed suicide. Texas Rangers were looking for 37-year-old Jeremy Judd Owens. He was a suspect in the death of a man in the northeastern Texas town of Cromwell, about 300 miles away, over by Tyler, Texas. A man's body was found in a local cemetery last Friday. No word if Owens might have had any connections in Anadarko. A Grady County man facing charges of rape and incest in connection with an attack on a 16-year-old girl. 42-year-old Donald Wayne Atterbury Jr., arrested by Tuttle Police last Friday. A probable cause affidavit filed by Tuttle Police indicates the assault occurred in March. It states that Atterbury walked into the girl's bedroom and forcibly attacked her. During questioning, Atterbury denied the assault but did provide DNA samples. Tuttle Police received word last month that the sample matched DNA on a bedsheet taken from the girl's bedroom. Atterbury remains in the Grady County Jail in lieu of a $250,000 bond. It's 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. More Cool News coming right up.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHard Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHard Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
Despite a cost that was 40% higher than anticipated, the Chickasha City Council approves a plan expected to improve the flow of traffic through the city. The panel will spend $140,000 to upgrade signal lights and video cameras along 4th Street. The upgraded lights and cameras will be at 4th and Grand, 4th and Chisholm Drive, and 4th and Choctaw. City Manager John Noblet.
This is for the controllers because all your interconnects between your signals along Grand have been cut over the years. So when we talk about the traffic problems, the timing coming off the turnpike and those things, those are your interconnects. This is for that. It's to control the traffic, control your interconnects, and make sure that traffic is moving smoothly through there. Additionally, as we talked before, the cameras allow for traffic counts along that corridor.
Work on that project expected to start this fall. Many Oklahomans living in poverty face difficult decisions every day. Do you buy food for your family or pay your electricity bill? Do you pawn your wedding ring to get medicine for your kids? Dozens of community leaders will meet in Lawton this week to try to experience those issues. Susan Ruth with Grady County OSU Extension says a poverty simulator has been developed by the State Cooperative Extension Service.
Participants will role play the lives of low-income families. Some are TANF recipients. Some are disabled, and others are senior citizens on Social Security.
The exercise allows participants to look at poverty from several angles, then try to recognize and discuss potential changes in their communities. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange drops below $70 to $68.06 a barrel. London-based Brent crude falls to $71.84. Natural gas was off a penny to $2.74 per million BTUs. Gold is $1,242 and silver $15.81. Our weather forecast, heat advisory in effect again this afternoon, and we'll have a chance for some afternoon and evening showers and storms once again. At actual temperatures around 100, but factor in the humidity, it'll feel like between 105 and 110 this afternoon. Right now, it's fair 76 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Get ready, Oklahoma, for the Monster Truck Summer Nationals. Two giant shows this Friday and Saturday night outside the Grady County Fairgrounds, Chickasha, Oklahoma. We were the promoters of the big Oklahoma State Fair grandstand shows. Now we're back and ready to blow you away. The baddest trucks on the planet compete for $50,000 in cold hard cash. Featuring two-time world champion Equalizer, Hot Tamale, Venom, from Monster Jam Fatal Attraction, Primetime, and the world's largest monster truck, Sergeant Smash, and the world's largest transforming fire-breathing car-eating dinosaur, Transaurus. You can even ride a real monster truck. Get special VIP tickets to meet Spider-Man and get a superhero souvenir. Take pictures with the trucks and more. Tickets now in Chickasha at Chewy's Wheels and Tires, Homeland Spencer's Interurban, Standridge Equipment, and Grady County Fairgrounds. In Blanchard at Spencer's Supermarket, in Duncan at Standridge Equipment, online at showclicks.com, at CLIX.com, and at the gate. Sponsored by Hillary Communications, Coors Light, Interurban, C&R Print Shop, and Standridge Equipment.
In sports, Chickasha High School grad Brock Henderson is changing from crimson and cream to green and gold. Henderson, who was a redshirt freshman for the Oklahoma Sooners baseball team this past year, is returning to Chickasha to play at USAO. Henderson, a standout athlete at CHS, playing baseball, basketball, and football. On the baseball diamond, he was both pitcher and infielder, striking out 91 during his senior season and batting 459. Henderson will have 4 years of eligibility with USAO and is expected to contend for a middle infield position. The Drovers also getting another former Sooner. Elgin's Brett Laura will play his senior season at Bill Smith Ballpark. The right-handed pitcher saw minimal action for OU this past season. Previously, he played 2 years at Seminole State, where he recorded 109 strikeouts over those two seasons. His fastball has been clocked around 90 miles an hour. He'll have 1 year of eligibility with USAO. Some local flavor at the Oklahoma State Amateur Match Play Tournament getting underway this morning. Chickasha's Cody Burrows and Newcastle's Dalton Daniel in the mix. Burrows plays at Oral Roberts University, Daniel at Cal State Fullerton. Burrows, the number 2 seed in the tournament. The top seed is Austin Eckroat of NCAA champion Oklahoma State. The tournament being played at the Patriot in Owosso. It's a field of 64 with two rounds being played each day over the next 3 days. Burroughs tees off at 8 o'clock this morning, Daniel at 9:45. The Oklahoma City Dodgers dropped a 5-1 decision to New Orleans in the first contest of a 5-game series at the Bricktown Ballpark last night. The team's playing a doubleheader this afternoon and tonight in OKC. And Bryce Harper of the Washington Nationals wins last night's home run derby during the opening ceremonies for the Major League Baseball's All-Star Game, which is tonight. Harper defeated Kyle Schwarber of the Chicago Cubs in extra time, rallying from an 18-9 deficit in the final round to tie. He hit 9 home runs and 10 swings to tie. Then he won it on the second pitch of the bonus time to capture the home run derby title. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning and the First National Bank and Trust.